wonderful musicians and those who offer music every Sunday. So welcome to worship this morning. I'm Catherine Fluck Price. I'm one of the pastors of Trinity, along with my partner in ministry and marriage, Steve and Lenora Russo. Steve is actually away in Rwanda with a group from Trinity today, and Lenora is in the chapel with the Order of St. Luke service, and so I am grateful that Ben Haynes, our director of sports and recreation here at Trinity and a longtime part of the life of this church, raised here, he's helping lead worship this morning, so I appreciate Ben being here today and helping to lead. We welcome you. We are so glad that you are here. If you are here all the time or you are here for the first time, special welcome to you today. You'll notice that there's a connection card in your bulletin, and I invite you to fill that out. If you're here even every week, if you'll give us your email and your name, that is very helpful to us. If you're here for the first time, as much information as you are comfortable providing, we would love to have. You can also use the Trinity app and let us know that you are here through the Trinity app. You can look for that through the, you can find that on the app. And you can use that to sign in. So look for our new Trinity logo and you'll find it and you can sign in that way as well. So thanks so much for doing that. Today is Boy Scout Sunday, and we are giving support to our Boy Scouts through our mission boxes. We have a very active and engaging Boy Scout scouting program here at Trinity, and we thank you for your support of that. You see some of them passing out bulletins this morning, and you notice the tent outside across the way, representing all that they do as a troop. You know, some of those kids may not be able to afford to go on those trips, and so your support will help provide scholarships and other needs for our scouting ministry. So thanks so much for doing that. You know, as we come into this space, our prayer is that everyone will feel a sense of welcome, a sense of family, and a sense of home. And so this morning I say to you, welcome home. So let me invite you to stand up and say hello to someone near you. Please introduce yourself if you don't know them and say hello if you do.
Will you join us in singing our first song? It's an older-ish one, but might be new to some of you. We'll do the chorus a few times so we can figure it out. I will bring praise, I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare. Victory, and He is here. Sing along if you know. to sing, and I have a reason to worship. And all of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing, I have a reason to worship. I'll bring praise. I will bring praise. I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice. I will declare. God is my victory and He is here. I will bring praise. I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice. I will declare. God is my victory, and He is here. This is my prayer and my harvest, with favor and providence flow. I know I'm filled to be emptied again. The seed I've received, I will sow.
We give you thanks, God. Mercy that reaches out, for patience that waits our return, for love that is always ready to welcome us and bring us home. You are faithful and you are kind. Today, we join together with each other to declare your praise and to worship you and you alone. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Than the mountains that I face, stronger than the power of the grave, constant in the trial and the change.
believe in the reign of God as the divine will realized in human society and in the family of God, where we are all brothers and sisters. We believe in the final triumph of righteousness and in the life everlasting. Amen. Be seated. I'd like to invite you to pray for our congregation this morning. We have a couple specific things we'd like to think about. Catherine mentioned why I'm here, because Steve is all the way across the world in Rwanda with a small group of folks that will be there for the next several days. I believe they return on Thursday. So we'd like to be in prayer for all the things that they'll be doing while they're over there. I'd also like you to be in prayer. You may have seen in the pastor's message this week that Ted Brewster, who has been our missions director here for quite some time now, will be stepping down at the end of February due to declining health resulting from his battle with cancer for the last couple of years. So Ted Brewster and our family, and his family, will certainly be in our prayers. We pray with you. God, we come to you humble, asking for your blessing. Those of us that are here, those in our community, our country, and those worldwide. We ask you to be with Steve and the group from Trinity as they show the face of God for those in Rwanda. We ask you to please be with Ted and his family as they transition into a new phase of life and pray for health, acceptance, and guidance. We pray for all those who struggle for their daily bread.
Join us in this prayer response. The song that we sang last week, but you know.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For the kingdom is yours, and the power is yours, the glory forever, amen. And the kingdom is yours, and the power is yours, the glory forever, amen. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Now's the time where we have a chance to offer our gifts to God. But I should come forward, please. God, we're so thankful for the many gifts you give us, the many blessings we receive. We ask that you please take all of these blessings that anybody is bringing into your house, any of the gifts. Please use them to your will. Please use us to your will. And please guide us as we lead so that we can know your will in every day of our life, so that we can use the gifts we have every day.
Burn the ships, not the king and country. When we do something wrong or make a mistake, often we think everyone is looking at us and making fun of us in one way or another. Although that may be true, more times than not, it is never true of God. The line, if you need refuge, I will be right here until the end, shows that if we need a friend or someone to lean on, we can always count on God. He will always be there to lend a hand and always be there to fall back on. Isaiah 41:10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. the cool reality is that not only is he there in the bad times when we need him most, but he's also there when you pass that difficult test or you decide to get even healthy. The artist has this to say: are there ships you need to burn in your life? What from your past has kept you silent and held you back from freedom? Burn the ships was conceived when my wife, Courtney, was battling addiction and all that comes along with it. She one day chose to literally flush the pills and never look back. Now we invite you to take a stand with us, leave the past behind, step into the new day, and bring the ships. And now feeling the sunlight.
morning we turn again for the second week to the Lord's Prayer. It's in the 11th chapter of Luke that after Jesus has prayed, one of the disciples says to him, "Teach us to pray." And so thus the title for this worship series, "Teach Us to Pray." You know, the Gospel of Luke overall emphasizes Jesus' prayer life and how vital that prayer life is to him. It's in the third chapter that it's reported that the Spirit found and came upon Jesus while he was praying. And then we know that he also drew away to deserted and desolate places to pray. He prayed at significant points in his life and ministry. For example, when he called the disciples and in chapter 6 and then later in chapter 9, both at the time of Peter's confession of faith and at the time of the transfiguration. And then we know that Jesus prayed toward the end. He prayed in the garden at Gethsemane. He prayed as he shared a meal with his disciples. And he prayed from the cross. So, in the Gospel of Luke, in response to Jesus praying again, and the disciples seeing him pray again, one of the disciples says to him, "Teach us to pray." And then Jesus says what we have come to call and often say, the Lord's Prayer. So last week, Steve focused on the opening verses of that Lord's Prayer. We might say the Thy petition. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." All of those phrases focus on us revering God. And as Jesus prayed, "Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," we are again reminded of the transcendence and the awesomeness of God. And yet, last week we also learned that Jesus prayed this prayer in Aramaic, not in the more formal Hebrew. And when he prayed this prayer, he prayed it to Abba, which is really more like saying Papa than it is saying Father. So again, that emphasizes the intimacy of this prayer, the familial nature and relationship with God. And then finally, Jesus approached this prayer saying, "Our Father, not my Father." Urging us that this is a personal prayer. That it's not a personal prayer, but it's a prayer that is embraced and offered by and to the community. And then we come to the pause. You know, we've had all those opening phrases, and then we pause before we move on to the petition. We focused on revering God, and now we turn to focus on our needs, offering our needs to God, and on our dependence on God. So after this pause, we go from praise, pause, to petition, or commendation, pause, and then supplication. So we turn again to the Lord's Prayer. Now I'm going to read it from the Gospel of Matthew. It's in both places, but Matthew has the more full prayer than the one that we are used to say. So follow along with me as I read again from the 6th chapter of Matthew. "Pray then in this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." It's the word of God, the people of God, and God's people say, "Thanks be to God." So we hear these words of praise, and then we have this pause. And then Jesus moves to four different petitions. "Give us, forgive us, lead us, and deliver us.
with these requests, Jesus is modeling to us utter dependence on God. Dependence on God for all of our needs, for our physical, as we ask for daily bread, and for our spiritual, as we ask for forgiveness and for deliverance. So today we look at that particular phrase, give us this day our daily bread. Now first of all, I want to clarify that this bread is ordinary physical bread that we eat. Now, this is not some veiled eschatological reference. It is not talking about the bread that we will eat when we feast at the heavenly banquet, when God's kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven. No, this is just ordinary bread, the food that sustains us on a daily basis. But Jesus' concern for the poor and his call to feed the hungry and his care for the least among us, it's no surprise that Jesus would pray for our most basic needs. And his prayer for daily bread for us reminds us of that time when the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness and God provided manna. They cried out to God for food and God provided daily for them the bread that they needed. They had to pick it up every morning, this flaky stuff that was on the ground, but they couldn't collect more than they needed for one day, because if they did, it would rot. Daily bread could not be hoarded. You know, the word daily comes from a Greek word, epiousios, which means daily, as it's translated, but also has a sense of being essential, being the essence of what we need. It's a very rare word. It's only used once. It's only found once in a papyrus outside the New Testament. And it's only used twice in the New Testament in this prayer found in both Matthew and in Luke. It echoes the proverb which says, feed me with the food that I need. So here's the rub. For the vast majority of us sitting here, we have far more than we need, right? I mean, not everyone. There are some who are struggling, but for most of us, we have far more than we need. You know, I looked in the refrigerator, and I probably have enough to last 2 or 3 days in the refrigerator, for sure. But if I include my pantry and my freezer, I could probably last for a couple of months with all that I have. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we have to remember that this isn't a personal prayer. It's not praying in the first person singular, but in the first person plural. Give us this day our daily bread. When we pray this prayer, we are not just praying for us, but we are remembering everyone in our community and all over the world who pray this prayer and are quite literally praying it as a prayer to be able to survive. They are praying, Lord, give me the bread that I need to survive. Give me the food that I so desperately need. I think about our own community. Did you know that in Alachua County, the most recent stats that I could find were from 2016, but 19.8% of our population is food insecure in Alachua County. And that number increases for children. For children, it is 20.9% of the children in Alachua County that do not have enough to eat. That's 9,640 kids, approximately, who are hungry on a daily basis. Some of those areas are just 10 minutes away from here. Our Faith Mission site over on North East 15th Street, they are surrounded by children who do not have enough to eat. And then, of course, the rest of the world, their need is even far greater than ours
World Hunger Map. So the places with blue have less than 5% who are undernourished, less than 5% of the population. So you see the United States is in blue. But if you look over to Africa, you can see that the hunger increases, with the darkest red being the part of the population where 35% of the population, the overall population, is undernourished. One of those places is Rwanda. Now, if you need to know where Rwanda is, and many of us probably do, look at the map of Africa. You see the continent of Africa, and then the large gray spot in the middle, that is the Democratic Republic of Congo. And if you look just to the right or the east of that, kind of in the middle of that side, is a little teeny dark red dot, and that's Rwanda. That's where Steve and three other folks from Trinity are. They left last Wednesday and they'll return on Thursday. According to the Global Hunger Index, the hunger rate in Rwanda has, thankfully, steadily decreased since 2000. But it is still much work to be done. In 2015, the World Food Program estimated that 40% of Rwandan children still do not receive proper daily nutrition. 40%. So, those of us who pray this prayer and who have enough to eat, what are we praying for? I think we are praying for all of us. We are praying for those in Alachua County, and we are praying for those all over the world who don't have enough to eat. And how does God answer that prayer? I think God answers it through us. A friend of mine, Kyle Matthews, is a singer-songwriter, theologian, and teacher, wrote a song, and it's called Praying of Prayer. And it starts like this. God knows that the world needs help. His ways are mysterious. He could fix it all by himself, but he chooses to work through us. And the thought that possibly someone in need might be praying a prayer that even I could imagine. Steve and Erica and Bill and Betty are in Rwanda, and they are learning more about an organization called Zoe and meeting two different orphan community groups that Trinity is sponsoring. Zoe is an amazing organization, and they sponsor, with the help of individuals and churches, they sponsor orphan community groups in at least 7 different countries all over the world. And we have 2 of those community groups. Now let me tell you a little bit more about Zoe. They are an organization that empowers vulnerable children and orphans to become entrepreneurs who are socially, economically, and spiritually strong, transforming entire communities in the process. Now, get this, Zoe does not feed orphans. They do not give food to hungry children. They do not provide shelter for orphans and vulnerable children. What Zoe does is form orphans into small family groups of 3 to 5, and then form those family groups into orphan communities of 80 to 100. The oldest in the orphan group can be no more than 21 when they enter the program, and it's a 3-year program. And during that 3 years, they teach them, they mentor support them as they find the resources and build a home. So let me tell you a story that Steve shared with me yesterday. It's amazing how you can talk without costing anything these days, even when you're in different countries. So he called yesterday, and he told me a story about Louise. They started meeting an orphan community group who was in its third year, and then they will meet another group in its second year, and then ours in their very first year. So he told me a story about a young woman who was a part of, well, she told me a story about a young woman, her name is Louise. So in 2017, Louise was trying to care for herself and her younger siblings. They were orphans. And they were hungry. They were starving. They didn't have enough food to eat. And so Louise went to a nearby field and took some sweet potatoes. She stole some sweet potatoes. Well, the owner of the field caught her and asked her to pay a fine for stealing from his field. And of course, she couldn't. And so then he badly beat her and abused her. And there she was, lying in the dust. And she said she was crying out to God and saying, "Why, God? Why are my siblings and I suffering so much?" Well, that very day, Louise learned about Zoe. And she became a part of Zoe. She became a part of a new family group that was forming with herself and her own siblings and a couple of others. And then Zoe gave her seeds to plant a garden. And so Louise planted a garden and then began to take food to the market to sell. And then, as she grew more and more food, she was able to open her own shop. And she opened a shop where she sold fruit and vegetables. And then she expanded and had premises, and she sold milk and coffee and tea and juice and soda. And then she met Sarah from another family group, and Sarah made fried bread that's very popular in Rwanda. And so Sarah came into her shop, and together they sold their goods. And because they were in it together, they were able to have one manning the shop, and the other would leave and go to the market or begin to try to network. And they began to sell not only retail, but wholesale as well. They began to sell their fruits and vegetables and bread to cafes and restaurants in the area. Here's a picture of the two of them in their shop. Louise is the one on the left. She's standing behind the thermoses filled with beverages. And Sarah is the young girl on the right with her fried bread in the jar in front of her. Louise's orphan community group is now in their third year. And Louise is now 23 years old. And not only is she the head of her family group, but she is what they call the chief, or the head, of the entire community group of 80 to 100 orphans. Sarah has enough resources, and her business is successful enough that when she met a young boy who was beaten and abused and was homeless and an orphan, she brought him into her family and had enough to be able to take his uniform and send him to school, keep him at 12. So, as I said, last year, the Easter offering that you all gave has allowed us to sponsor an orphan community group. And then a family has matched that and is sponsoring a second. So Trinity is sponsoring two different orphan community groups. We have 197 children. This is one of the orphan groups, and they name themselves. And so one of the groups is the Adawahingwa group, which means supreme. And then the other group is the Abishimu group, which means happiness. This morning, Jesus also is calling us to be the answer to that prayer. Jesus is calling us to work to make that happen. Proverbs 22:9 says, those who are generous are blessed, for they share their bread with the poor. Trinity, you are blessed. Giving is something that is essential to us. That same word that's used for daily is essential. The essence of who we are made to be is people who are made to give. And Trinity, we are blessed to be able to share bread with the poor. And we do it in so many ways. You know, there are kids in Alachua County who are hungry. They have breakfast and lunch at school during the week, but they need food on the weekend. And through Food for Kids, we provide backpacks that go home with those kids each weekend so that they will have food to eat on the weekend. And Family Promise, we house families who are homeless for a week, about once every 3 months. And we feed those families. We feed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Some of you go to Grace Marketplace on a regular basis and provide food and feed those who are at Grace Marketplace. And at Thanksgiving, goodness, we give out hundreds of Thanksgiving baskets to hungry people in our community. You all provide the food and the gift cards and literally flocks of turkeys that we give away to feed the hungry. And through Zoe, and through your generosity, we are now sponsoring those two orphan communities. You have actually not given them food. You have given them more than food because you have taught them, supported them, mentored them, empowered them to be able to grow and sustain their own livelihood. And get this, as of November 27th, right around Thanksgiving, 2018, this past year, $12,415 has been raised by about 1,800 Zoe children to give back to Zoe to empower more children. $12,415. Jesus is now an entrepreneur, a business owner, the chief of her own orphan community group, and a leader in her village. Sarah's bread business is now so successful that she is able to welcome in and take care of another child, a 12-year-old, another mouth to feed in her own family group. How many in one of those orphan community groups, how many of those children are praying a prayer that only you can answer? How many children right here in Jamestown in our own community are praying a prayer that only you can answer? And as we pray that prayer, we are praying it on behalf of the community, offering it to the community, and we in turn send it to God. Yes, we will be the answer to that prayer. Someone out there is praying a prayer that only as a part of his ministry. When Jesus was feeding the multitudes, the 5,000 men along with women and children, he said to them, I am the bread of life. Jesus gives to each of us that which is essential. Gives us our life. Who we are created to be gives us meaning and purpose, washes over us with grace and love so that we can be the prayer, the answer to someone else's prayer. Bread was simple, and as Jesus gathered with the disciples on that Passover, he gathered them around him and he took the bread and he broke it and he said, take and eat. This is my body.
forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Let me invite those who are serving to come and receive the elements and move to your station. You're invited to come to the Lord's table. It's a place where everyone is welcome and everyone can come and receive. It's a place where we believe we receive the very real presence of Jesus Christ to strengthen and nourish us, to unite us with Christ so that we can go out united into the world to be the body of Christ. So we invite you to leave out the left side of your section, the left side of your row, and come to the pair of servers that are in front of your section. You can cup your hands to receive a piece of bread, and then take that bread and dip it into the cup. Then you can return to your seats, or you can come to the kneeling bench and prayer. As you do this morning, I pray that you will offer prayers of gratitude. Gratitude for what we have been given, and prayers for courage and enthusiasm to go out into the world and to answer the prayers of others. We also have gluten-free available on the side. If that's the service near those stations, then we'd be happy to serve you. Please come. Everything's okay.
Surpassing knowledge.
given us all that we need. We give you thanks for this year, for the mystery of the very real presence of Christ that strengthens us and empowers us to go out into the world. May it be.